Live from Next Gen Studios, this is The Sports Page.
Happy Saturday and welcome to The Sports Page on Next Gen Media. I'm your host, Ashton Nix.
I'm Patrick.
And Sean's not here with us today. Wow, that sounded really dark. He's fine. He's in Houston right now seeing Beyonce. God knows why he didn't just see her here last week. But joining us in the studio, a special guest, Big Fusion, local artist, rapper. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are y'all? How are y'all doing?
Doing good. We'll try to manage this without Sean.
How's that working?
Better. Well, I'm sitting in his seat, so I'm kind of off right now. Usually I'm sitting over there, but he has all the nice equipment over here, so.
Nice equipment.
The chair's nicer than mine. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the back on it is leather.
It is. I'm nice. I'm having a nice twirling around in the chair. I get, you know, what I mean, what he's sitting in over there. Well, now, I mean, I think the last show I had it, but just normally I just get thrown to the side. Jumping into the front page, local sports, college football going on right now. Ohio State at TCU. They're actually playing that game at AT&T Stadium down the road from our Next Gen Studios. And USC at Texas is kicking off in about an hour. Also tomorrow, the Cowboys will host the New York Giants in the second game of the regular season. That's also at AT&T Stadium down the road. And, well, I was usually going to go talk about that with Sean, but we don't have any other sports people in the studio. So we'll just jump into...
I mean, if you want, I can fake my way through it, man. I can do this.
He could probably fake his way through it a lot better than I can.
I can fake my way through it, man.
I mean, it was a lot easier when Tony Romo played because it was an easy target.
I mean, what about Dak, though, man? I mean, I believe that Cowboys are wasting Dak's talent, though. I mean, him being the cheapest quarterback in the league.
Yeah, I think everybody took Romo for granted because Dak's not a gunslinger. Romo will throw a few interceptions, but he'll throw for 400 yards in any given game. Dak's not going to do that. He's not going to turn the ball over a lot, but, you know, you're not going to get deep passes down the field. So we thought we were just going to roll with Zeke, and then Dak would just help out when they flood the box, but it's gotten pretty bad. Go ahead, Patrick. You're smiling over there.
No, No, I was just going to say we actually forgot to tell him that to tuck into the right edge of the mic.
No, it all works out the same. It's a personal thing if you... Well, cause it doesn't matter. It still works. He sounds great.
Well, because remember those mics, like, they're not flat on top.
We're going to take a quick break while we get to... No. He can talk whatever... whatever way he wants.
Do I need to flip it?
No, just like tuck to the side of it.
How's that? Is that better?
There's going to be... you're going to hear a lot of noise here. There's going to be like that. That's where the thing is.
Yeah, you'll see.
You can...
How's that? Is that better?
There we go.
There we go.
Now he sounds better than I do.
Yeah. And that's the mic you normally use.
Oh, man.
Well, yeah, on that,
you
that's
have been
mic.
Replaced.
That's the bad one. If he wants to drive here every week.
We would have to have a talk with Jesus on that one.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Yeah, if you could remote.
And the gas
pedal. Well, if you could remote. What's
into
the word?
Show.
Remote broadcast well, into could, the show, I wouldn't be driving up here every week, you know.
Well, you can with OBS, though.
Well, he actually can. I just don't tell him.
Oh, okay. No, we can't do that, though. We can't.
Well, I just learned recently, I broadcast for the Keene FC minor league soccer team, and they just told me I can broadcast from home.
Yeah.
So that actually opened up new worlds. So I get to say, down the field, he's going for the shot. Bryson, quit doing that. And he scores. You know, makes it a lot easier for...
Or you'll be... You'll be doing the game, and you'll hear Ashley, Ashton, come here.
And we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to walk away for a few seconds. It's soccer. They're kicking the ball. I'll be right back.
It's soccer. They're not going to do much else.
Well, last night, the Keene FC played against FC Denton. Yeah, I know. Everybody get off our show if you don't want to hear soccer. But it was 0-0, the no score at halftime. And Keene FC won 5-1. They scored 5 goals in the second half, so it was actually pretty entertaining.
Oh, man.
Talking about something more entertaining than minor league soccer.
That was so interesting. Oh, my God.
Well, I can't beef them that much. Next Gen is the flagship station of Keene FC. So they're 2-0. Or would it be 2-0? I think it's still 2-0 when you talk about the record.
I think nil.
This is Americanized soccer. 0-0. Like, if you talk about the score.
So it is in soccer.
Like, yeah, the score. Yeah, I don't think you would say nil their record. They have 2 wins and 0 losses, let's say it that way. I'm still learning soccer.
It's fine. We're going to figure our way through that, too.
Okay, so, Big Fusion.
What's up?
Your real legal name. I didn't pick this up to read your name. I'm just reading. You're JB, Jason Brewer.
I would have to pick it up to read your name. Yeah. Because I keep calling you the wrong name.
On top of being...
I look like a Justin, right? Yeah.
On top of being a rapper, an artist, local artist, which we'll play part of your song in a little bit, one of your new songs, you have your own company called JB Entertainment.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
JB Entertainment is... I don't really want to classify it as anything because I really do a lot. You know, I do a lot with local artists. I produce them. I run the studio, let them come in for really great prices. I mean, you go to anywhere else, you're charging $80 to $100 an hour. And, you know, I'm nowhere near that much. And, you know, I try to help these up-and-coming artists to help decide where they want to take their music. Like,
so not only recording, but giving them advice,
right? And counseling them, because I've been, yeah, because I've been doing this for so long. I mean, since 2009, 2010. So, you know,
you're going on 10 years.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, I haven't blown like Smooth Vega or nothing, but it's cool.
You don't have enough face tattoos. I think that's your issue.
You know what? I think so, man. I was hoping the freckles could you know, kickstart everything.
I mean, you can only get so many real famous artists out of one metropolitan area. I guess Post Malone just beat you as his time.
Oh, man, we ain't going to talk about that. We're going to move on from that one.
Apparently, God hates him. That's what Post Malone says. Because, you know,
What am I thinking of? What was his car? He bought a new car, and then it got wrecked within, like, a week?
Yeah, he it got totaled. But not like 2 weeks before that, he was in a plane that had an emergency.
Yeah. I was like, man, Post, whatever, dude. I ain't even gonna talk about
that. He should take the opposite effect, and maybe God's trying to save him. Maybe, in despite of all these things, he's still alive. He should, you know.
Yeah, think with the glass half full kind of way.
Yeah, you can be Seth MacFarlane, and he was on one of the planes. He was supposed to be on one of the planes on September 11th, but he overslept. Yeah, he's still an atheist, but, you know, we're not talking about that. Not talking about stupid atheists.
Nah, it's cool. But that's what I do, man. I have a lot of connections here that with different genres and stuff like that, that, you know, artists can come to me if they need a music video shot. I point them to the right people. If they need beats made, I point them to the right people and stuff like that. So I don't know what I would – I don't want to say I'm running a label, but – it's kind of like a label in a way. So I like to think I'm like a new hybrid breed of awesomeness.
That's kind of what we kind of think here when we started.
That's a great Next tagline Gen Media. Your business card.
There you go. There you go. But I already got my tagline, man. For your perfect sound, we got you covered. That was sexy.
That's a good one.
That is.
I don't remember what I said, everything that in this room you record is legally our property. Right.
So that
may be on our website before you leave.
I mean, as long as I get like a $2 cut, we're good. Got to get that gas money.
So you better watch what you're saying. Matt's listening.
Oh,
great. Only nice things.
Yeah. We talked about Keene FC earlier and we only said positive things. Just don't listen to the video later. Just start here and we'll go from there. Yeah, we kind of had when we started Next Gen Media, we obviously with the radio part of it, but we also wanted to do podcasts and write articles on our website. We try to, you know, that's why we're Next Gen Media. We are part radio, but we were going to name it Next Gen Media Radio or Network, but we kind of stayed away from that just so we could kind of leave it open to different opportunities that come along. We're, you know, trying to expand out into YouTube and things like that.
We'll say that's always good, man.
Speaking of which, I think I didn't plug it at the very beginning of the show because I'm sitting in Sean's seat and it threw everything off. You can see us on Facebook at NextGenTX on our sports page on Sports Page Radio or at Sports Page Radio. And you can listen to us on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, all that good stuff. Had to tag that in there. Don't let me. It's your fault. Patrick, our producer, it's his fault. He didn't.
The intro is always your responsibility.
Ooh, shots fired. Got them slugs.
Okay. So,
so how, if there's an artist or someone who's looking to do, like, how do they contact you? Like, where do they find you?
You can always call me at 214-900-1646. Or you can always hit me up on Twitter or my email. My email is jbentertainment91@gmail.com. Cool. Twitter is twitter.com/j. I didn't, you know, do Twitter right because I'm not. I didn't do Twitter right, man. I'm not a
at. Yeah, the at.
Yeah, I'm not a Twitter person.
Yeah, don't contact him on Twitter. I don't think but he uses Twitter very much.
You could follow that Twitter. I don't ever have to remember it, man. It's like, but like, it's like twitter.com/j21120642. I was like, what is that? Why did it do that? I was so confused, and now I can't take it back because now I got like followers and stuff, so I can't take it back now.
During the break, we'll find out what your tag is.
Yeah, we'll look up what your at is.
See,
yeah.
That's what Next Gen Media, we're counseling and helping artists figure out their social media
profiles. Because you
help them figure out their sound, we'll help them figure out their social.
See, there you go. We'll bounce off each other then.
Okay, so somebody right now, let's say somebody's listening to us right now and they are hearing what you're saying and they want to contact you. They just call you and say, hey, I'm an artist looking for guidance, or how does that work? Kind of what's the first step you would talk to them, your first conversation with them first off? What would that be?
So the first conversation, you know, I'd like to know what kind of music they were doing. You know, if you're, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, dealing with the hip hop scene like I've been doing so long, I can, you know, singers and rappers, and I can do, you know, that's kind of where my expertise lays. Yeah, see, he found it. Look how sexy it is. Nah,
that is it is the @j21.
Yeah, I don't know why I did
you that. You can, I think you can change that. Yeah, I just changed because mine's Ashton_Nicks now. It's no longer Next Gen Sports Mix or whatever it was.
Oh, so it wasn't the confusing one?
Where yeah, it was. Like it was good. That, but I just changed it. So.
Yeah, so it's no longer the confusing one.
Yeah, so, you know, my first thing is I always want to know what kind of music they're doing. You know, because I can't point you in the right direction if I don't know what you're doing. You can come up here and tell me, yo, I'm an artist. Fantastic. What are you, a painter? You know what I'm saying? It's like, I need to know exactly what you're doing, so I'm going to ask a lot of questions.
So what would your recommendations be if someone, say, wanted to start doing, like, hip-hop polka?
Hip-hop polka. All right. See, first off, I would need you to YouTube what your audience is going to be.
I would have to Google hip-hop polka.
I'd have to Google hip-hop polka in the first place because I don't even know. Is there even a such thing?
I don't know.
If there's you could be the first.
Yeah, we could be the first.
I just picked two genres and was like, hey, this is what
JB will be calling us and saying, hey, can I be on for another show? I have something I want to talk to you about. Or it could be on our Strange World of Sports segment. The strangest polka's kind of.
Yeah, there you go. But you know, first thing I would tell, like, yo, find out what your audience is, because if there is no audience for hip hop polka, then you gonna need some work. I'll have to like reroute you to where you need to be. You know what I mean?
But
like,
you'll help them.
I'll help them. Yeah, I'm like I want to do hip hop polka. Well, okay,
would help the misguided soul.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, first off, we ain't doing hip hop polka. We're gonna move on from that. We're going to brainstorm our day. Ideas.
Tuesdays and Wednesdays, you'll be with me doing hip-hop. And then Fridays, you can find a polka teacher.
That's right, man. I tell you, I wish somebody would come up here and talk about hip-hop polka. I swear, I don't know what I would do. I'd probably die laughing.
If you are a hip-hop polkist.
The next person that contacts you will be asking for that.
If you are a hip-hop polkist, I don't know if that's the right term, phraseology, please call in and just, you know, we'll apologize to you on the air. If that's a real thing. And you're like hip hop polkist of America or something.
And I would need an autograph and a Twitter account, and I would need everything to keep in contact because I would need to learn what is going on through your head.
Is Sean listening? He's probably just like,
I don't. I think the concert is
all starting. Right. So we might get an email later from Sean just giving in his resignation.
What were y'all thinking? So, but on top of all this, you also do your own music.
Yeah. I also do my own music. You know, I actually just released a new song called R.I.P. Rest in Peace. It's a song that it was inspired by Mac Miller. You know, Mac Miller's passing. He was one of my, you know, I guess it hit me so hard when Mac Miller died because he was an artist I was listening to back before he was way famous. Like, back before he was still Easy Mac with the cheesy raps, you know? So, it's like, it hit me so hard because, you know, I watched him grow as an artist. And when he died, I was like, man, I need to speak my mind on this. So, I dropped a track literally the day after he passed away.
See, you tagged me on that post, and I was thinking.
I did.
That's kind of convenience, not the right word, but that's kind of weird that you drop that and then you start writing that and then that happens. I was like, I'm not thinking he wrote this in one day, but
yeah, you did. I was like a whole 10-12 hour song, and you know, that includes, well, writing was about a couple hours, and then I think I stayed up till about 7 o'clock in the morning recording, and I wanted to make sure it was perfect because I wasn't gonna drop trash for this track. So I think I had like 47 takes. I was by 7 o'clock in the morning. I was like, you know, I'm trying to catch a breath. I think the next day, you know, when you strain your voice, you're like, "Yo, what's up? Yeah. How's everybody doing? What you do with that peanut butter?" You know, so you just get that deep voice because you're so strained. But yeah, it was, you know, really love that song, and I got the responses I've got out of it. Is just crazy, man. I've never had a song have so many positive responses. I mean, I've had songs where a lot of people listen to and they say, "Oh man, that was good. That was really good. I liked it." But now I got people in my inbox like, "Dude, like, this is amazing. This is the best thing. This is like A1 steak sauce."
Yeah.
And so I'm like, "Yeah, appreciate it." You know, I'm trying to be all humble, but inside I'm like giddy and like a little girl, like, "Ah!" You know, so. It's awesome.
No, I mean, and we have a clip which we'll play later.
Yeah, we'll play it coming back from our break. Yeah,
it is
here. We got plenty of time.
Yeah.
So if somebody's looking to hire you as, what is it?
Studio engineer. Engineer. Using my studio and stuff like that.
Yeah. So they know now just from listening to this interview that you're determined and you'll do whatever it takes when you know something's. You know, whether it's yours or somebody else's.
Yes, definitely.
What do we call you, by the way? I know, you know.
He said he didn't want to put a label on it.
I know, but
he's an awesome hybrid.
When you're somebody's awesome hybrid.
I don't know. I don't know. A consult, I guess.
Consultant. There you go.
I'm a consultant.
That's the word that means you don't work for them, but you're being paid. Or you don't work for them. You're kind of like a.
I'm a third party.
Yeah, third party. You're just a consultant.
Right.
But you're more hands-on than most consultants.
And, you know, when people come in and use my studio, you know, they kind of get frustrated with me because I'm so hard. You know, it's like, I don't want y'all putting out trash. Because if you put out trash, you're misrepresenting me. And, you know, I had an artist get mad at me. He's all like, "Man, why are you being so picky about this?" I'm like, "Dude, because you're representing us both here, man."
Because you're not doing this just for the money, like, right? You know, that's why you're not cheap, inexpensive as compared to others. Like you talked about earlier, they could just sit there; they don't care. They're getting your money, right? So, but you make sure you keep it.
I make sure their product is as good as I try.
Their investment's gonna, you know, go over tenfold or more.
And that's always my goal is to make sure person leaves my studio happy, because I love my clients. I love doing this. I love doing this music. It's, you know, you don't do something for as long as I have and not still have the heart for it. So it's all passion from here on out.
Okay, go ahead one more time and give out all your your Twitter handle. You know, they're going to have to, you're going to say it twice. Get a pen ready. They need that. Your phone number, any way to contact you at all, email, Facebook, all kinds of stuff.
Definitely, definitely.
And we'll go to break.
You can catch me on a.
We're not
going to
do the
Eminem. Oh! Yeah, go ahead and do that.
Give,
I can
give your stuff and then we'll move to the
next topic. Okay. So you can contact me at 214-900-1646. And my email is jbentertainment. That's JAYBENTRETAINMENT. Yeah, I spelled all that out for no reason. At 91@gmail.com.
Hey, no. I called, let's say it's a DFW local college, about a mailing address for to send transcripts. This is a while back.
Yeah.
And they asked me, they gave me, the end of it was Parkway.
Yeah.
And they asked me, do you need me to spell Parkway for you? If I did, I don't think I would be trying to go, you know, but I'm not going to name this college, but, you know, well, some people may need to spell entertainment.
Yeah, see, there you go. You know, I got you covered on both fronts. See, we're good.
Okay, one last thing before we go to break. Eminem
versus MGK.
And G-Eazy.
We ain't going to talk about G-Eazy.
Yeah, that's kind of
that's funny. Too easy. Now, we're going to talk about this, man, because... All right, so we're going to start off. Eminem dissed MGK. No, MGK hit... made a mention about Eminem's daughter back in 2012. And Eminem was like... threw a massive fit. Like, and don't get me wrong, I'm a huge Eminem fan. I love the guy. I've listened to all his music. But... when he made that Kamikaze album and he dissed MGK and he dissed all these, I feel like all these new rappers he dissed, I was all for it because these new rappers really aren't my cup of tea. You know, I grew up with Tupac and Biggie and Run DMC and all these artists, and it really wasn't my cup of tea. But Eminem dissed MGK and I was like, come on, MGK ain't gonna, you know, let you get away with that without responding. So when MGK came out with Rap Devil, I actually I bought the song. I downloaded it because it was the very first time since Ja Rule that I seen an artist attack Eminem and just easily
see how Eminem came up. He kind of, it's hard to beat him at, you know, getting in those rap battles. That's kind of how Eminem came up. He's
you're
the
right,
expert.
Man. But this ain't a battle. This is a diss. These are diss tracks. These are
like ultimate battles. It's like you're talking to him. Yeah. You're going to the trouble as
you're making a 4-minute track,
recording and editing and all that. Yes. And you're discussing how hard that is.
But what I do appreciate is MGK having the cojones, the balls, to respond to Eminem like he did. Because, I mean, out of all these other whack artists, you know, that he dissed, you know, he's like, they're all like, oh, thank you for acknowledging me and thank you for dissing me. And I'm like, come on, guys. Really? Thank you for dissing me? Come on. So having MGK actually respond was so magical and I loved it. And I think round one went to MGK. But now we're on to round two. Eminem just dropped Kill Shot and it was... absolutely gory. Like MGK, if he responds with this, he's like, I said it earlier, but he gonna need Jesus, because Eminem just straight like murdered MGK for everything MGK said in Rap Devil. Killshot had a response for it, and I listened to Killshot about 20,000 times in one day. I think half of those views were from me. And I listened word for word, and man, MGK just, man, he's going to have to, I am afraid that MGK used up all his ammo on Rap Devil. I really am afraid all his ammo is gone, but I hope MGK does respond and, you know.
Yeah, he's sitting in his place right now, listening, pause, writing something down. All right, let me think of this. Okay, now, play. Now listen to that and you write something else. That's what he's doing right now.
That's right, man. MGK better be writing. You know what, man? I'm going to give MGK all the time in the world to respond. Like Eminem, I gave him 2 weeks after Rap Devil dropped. I said, Eminem got 2 weeks to respond or else in my book he's going to take it now. But MGK, I'm going to give him all the time in the world. For how bad he got murdered, I don't even know if his grave is going to be found after this one. That's how I honestly feel.
Okay, real quick, we're going to go to break, and then we are going to come back and talk about and pick an idiot of the week right here on Next Gen Media. Find us on Facebook at Next Gen TX.
Tune in to The Teapot for a taste of pop culture, relationship talk, social awareness, and more. Wednesdays on Next Gen Media.
I'm Sean Nichols, and you're listening to Next Gen Media.
This is Ashton from The Sports Page, and you can listen to my other show, The Late Night Sports Mix, every Friday at 11 o'clock on Next Gen Media.
I'm Lachey Simon, and you're listening to The Sports Page, only on Next Gen Media.
And that's part of the song we were just talking about, R.I.P. R.I.P. Sorry, the mic's in my way, Sean. Being in Sean, I should have just sat over there.
I mean, you could have.
Okay. Jumping into Idiot of the Week, we're going to bring up three new stories, and we're all going to talk about, we're all going to vote. You're going to vote for Sean, unless Sean wants to listen and vote too, you know. For Idiot of the Week, and the winner will be a nominee for Idiot of the Year at the end of the year.
Right, and so this is where the show starts to get fun.
Gotcha.
Up until now.
I know, it's just been boring the whole time.
I don't know.
It's like the beginning of the show is always just like the boring part because Ashton runs it.
I mean, you know, I wake up after 2 hours of sleep on a Saturday. Oh, crap, we're doing a show today. So I got to, in between watching college football and this, see, this is, you know, this time of year is when our content really goes downhill because I'm focused on other things. But going into our first story, or let's talk about the last time, was the bank robber who handed a lady, the teller, a note saying he was robbing them. Well, we don't know what the note said, I don't think, because he got away.
Supposedly.
But he took it back and said, never mind, I want to open up a checking account. And I think we came to an agreement that not only was the bank robber, I think it was everyone in that situation, because the security guard or whoever it was escorted him out.
Yeah.
And we're like, well, what happened here? We don't know, because they couldn't interview him because he got away. They let him go. So last time, I wouldn't say last week, so it was a couple weeks ago. Last Idiot of the Week, or the one we have right now as a nominee for the Idiot of the Year at the end of the year, is that whole bank robbery. Everybody in that situation. But our first nominee for tonight should have like Judge Judy music or something.
We should.
Like that. We should.
Or like the People's Court.
Yeah,
the
People's Court. That's what I'm thinking. Okay, Florida woman claims wind blew cocaine into her purse. And it's all, I thought you were going to play it.
Like, is this like a whole bag of cocaine?
Well, like I said, college football was on today, so I have to... So give me a second to read.
So you don't know the weight of...
No, that. Here, I have an adage that it always starts with somebody in Florida. There's always a Florida man that, you know, raped an alligator or something like that, which is an actual story.
Yeah.
It's always something Florida.
But my thing is this blowing cocaine in her purse, I would believe it if it's under a kilo. I would 100% believe it. If it's under a kilo, I'll believe it.
She just happened to be near somebody.
She just, yeah. Like, I believe
authorities say a Florida woman is blaming a windy day for the cocaine that police found in her purse. WPLG reported... Kenesha?
And a misdemeanor Kenesha. Count of
I'm
marijuana
I'm surprised I
possession.
Got that right in the first time. Kenesha Posey was one of the two passengers in a car stopped by Fort Pierce police in late March. Police say an officer smelled marijuana, and that after searching the car, cocaine and marijuana in separate bags, they were in bags, found inside a purse Posey had on her top of her lap, or on her lap. Authorities say they questioned Posey about the drugs, according to the police report. She responded, "It's a windy day. It must have blown through the window into my purse."
So
see, that's a little different.
So it just happens to fall into the bag that already has another drug.
I did. The marijuana is mine. I'll take that fall, but no.
That cocaine is a bit too steep.
Hard for me.
No, my thing is, so it perfectly flew through the window on a windy day and magically landed in a already measured out bag.
See, Yeah, even when we were talking about, okay, if the residue went into her purse or whatever, yeah, she could try to blame it maybe the other day or whatever. But no, yeah, while we were in the car, it blew through the window. Because I know exactly when that cocaine hit my purse.
We were driving down the highway. This car sped by and just threw something out the window and it landed inside.
Since that's I got the fantastic dirty look from you earlier, I did research these. I just didn't memorize it, so I just thought I'd reread it, just so everyone gets the feel for it.
I didn't give you a dirty
okay look. I know you were doing it. You should have printed it out. Anyways.
Why would you print it out? We have all
if
this
you,
technology.
If you know from our JoCo days, well, yeah, that was a little bit less, that's a good word to use, reliable. So he would get mad at us if the Wi-Fi wasn't working at that studio. And I can't bring up the story.
So Sean is listening. He is commenting.
Sean, okay, Sean, well.
His most recent comment is Ashton is idiot of the year.
Yes, we can't. We'll make you I'll a be trophy. A nominee. I'll
we'll,
be,
we'll make you a
well,
trophy.
If y'all don't have a drop of me that y'all can insert as idiot of the year, I'm bound to say something stupid.
That's what she said.
Wow. Okay.
Perfectly placed.
So everyone got that. That story is, you know, that's nominee number one. Nominee number two. Novelist accused of killing chef husband wrote How to Murder Your Husband essay.
Yeah. I actually heard about that. She's in jail now, right? Because she killed her husband after writing a story about it. After writing how she would kill him.
So essentially, it is she planned the murder. Yeah. And just called it.
Would that be premeditated?
Yeah.
Well,
she just called the
plan. Well, they would have to prove they murdered her. I don't know what all the. It didn't go into the details other than that's all they have on it. But wouldn't that be the best way to kill somebody? Is. I don't know. It would have to align perfectly. It'd have to be somebody you wanted to frame and want to kill. Just read her story and kill her husband like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, you know, the radar's kind of already on you if you write that essay.
Or in the story, you write it that you're being framed by somebody else.
So.
And then they're going to be, they'll just read
so
your story.
So this is
kind of
like,
clues.
Do y'all watch Ozark?
Yes.
So I just started. I haven't started season two. My kid was in the house. It's hard to watch that. But I got halfway through the first episode of season two. But pretty much when he grabbed her phone and here, I'm going to record saying I'm going to kill you if you don't. You know, just to so she's not incriminated. She'll let him finish his work. That's kind of like what this is sort of like. So I'm guessing she's an idiot of the week nominee because she wrote that essay in the first place. Now, I know in her mind she's not thinking, well, this is a bad idea. If I ever decide I want to kill my husband.
What if it was just a coincidence?
Well, so
hypothetically.
And so, she killed her husband and went. He didn't fold the towel the right way, so she kills him and then thinks, crap, I did write an essay saying I would kill my husband, so this probably isn't the best idea.
No. So like in the article she's talking about she lists motives to kill her husband, financial, cheating, abuser, and ways to commit the crime, gun, knives, poison, hitman. And then she says it's easier to wish people dead than to actually kill them. So I think she's trying to say, well, like, yeah, like I wanted him dead, but I didn't do it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Maybe she has some morals in there somewhere.
That goes back to like, well, the marijuana is mine, but not that cocaine.
Exactly.
I mean, that's just kind of incriminating herself as, okay, I have mental issues and I want people dead, but I'll never act on them. That's the point of writing.
I guess.
I would never
act
on them.
Yeah, you should know you're an artist too, different kind of artist.
I would never act on them, but the other voices in my head might.
I don't know. I haven't heard all of your music, but do you have any songs about killing people? I know there are a lot about.
Actually, I have two.
Okay, so if he ever kills somebody.
One's called Demonic, and the other one's called Demonic Part 2.
We ever need to frame him, we should listen to the songs.
It was a song I made a long time ago back when I actually had the rap group Texas Grand Royals. So it was interesting. Interesting.
That is a rap group. That is interesting. There's not a lot of rap groups now, like real famous ones.
Yeah, Slaughterhouse, D12. Well, D12 ain't together no more, but Slaughterhouse.
Yeah, I guess so. It's just usually it's the single, you know.
What about
one person makes it big and they kind of push the other people off?
What about Quavo and all those? I don't even remember their names now because I hate Amigos. Them rappers. Amigos, yeah, Quavo and all them. That's a rap group.
Patrick just loves this. He's like, man, I can actually talk about stuff during the show.
Yeah, sports. Like it's I just sit here quiet most days, like.
I got your back, Patrick. I got your back.
So, all right, so third story. Thursday.
Okay, we saved the best for last, which I think is going to be the favorite.
So it's funny, you sent this to me. You sent this link to me in the middle of the week last week.
It's funny, a lot of these, I guess, fact-checking is an issue, but I see stuff on the news after you and I already talk about putting it on our show, like a week later. So when I found this story, this was a story from September 7th. I know I texted you about the story way before that.
Yeah. So you texted me about it while I was at work. I just started, like, talking to everybody at work about it. So, like, this one...
You should just give them a little bit and say, listen to our show, and then you can...
Well, for me, like, this is my vote for Idiot of the Week.
Woman mistakes dynamite for
Taylor. And if people want to comment their vote as well, we will count a vote if there's an overwhelming for one. We'll say, okay, that counts as a vote, and we may do a tiebreaker depending on how we all vote.
Yeah.
All right. So you want to tell them about the story?
Woman? Yes, all three of these have to do with women because we're equal opportunity employer here at Next Gen Media. They get all the crazy stories. Woman mistaken... Glare. Woman mistakes dynamite for candle. Suffers severe injuries, police say. When thunderstorms knocked out power for homes in Bridgeport, Connecticut. See, Bridgeport, you think like smart people live in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Or that Connecticut is true. In yeah. general, you just think of, you know.
Harvard.
On Thursday, a 30-year-old woman grabbed what she thought was a candle, but she accidentally lit a stick of dynamite and suffered severe injuries, police told CBS Boston. Now, before we read this and probably answers my question, why the hell is dynamite anywhere where you could accidentally grab it?
Right, yeah, like I always make sure that I keep my dynamite and my candles on the opposite sides of the house.
Maybe, I mean, I'm trying to think of a reason in, like, an emergency box. Okay, power went out, grab your emergency. But I'm thinking maybe a flare, but not a stick of dynamite. Where do you get a stick of dynamite?
I mean, sometimes you just need to blow shit up.
Is this like... It's easier to get a gun in Texas than most places.
Is it easy to get a gun in Connecticut?
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't even know where to go to. I mean, maybe Amazon, but
Amazon got everything.
You know, maybe that's where Amazon drone dropped that cocaine in her purse.
Oh, see, that's a good. I'd fall back on that story.
I mean, it's better than the wind blew.
Be like, oh, I just thought this was a package of filler that was in my Amazon package.
I thought it was flour the whole time. What you talking about?
Like I bought organic flour.
This was the sugar for my coffee. That'd have been an issue. She'd put cocaine in her coffee. She might have had some issues. Authorities say the tragic accident happened to the 30-year-old mother of two who had gone to Home Depot early that evening to try to buy emergency lighting. There we go. Did she buy dynamite at Home Depot?
No, it says the store was closed.
Oh, the store was closed. So when she got back home, she went into her basement to grab what she believed were candles. The woman thought she picked up candlesticks left behind from former residents of the house. What she grabbed was actually a quarter stick of dynamite, police said. I was pausing if y'all had any comments. I'm going to keep going.
Yeah, that was my comment.
The woman was taken to the hospital with extreme injuries to her hands. No shit. And may lose her fingers. This is not funny, actually, by the way, you know. They're gonna have to
may lose her fingers. Her fingers are probably in the kitchen, in the dining room, in the bathroom.
Yeah, is this really dynamite? She likes to stick a dynamite. It goes off, and she still has her fingers
she
at
got
this
kids?
Point?
She got kids?
And they were home. They were home. Kids are the ones that called the police.
Well, see, my thing is, if that happens to me, I'm immediately rounding up all the little buggers and say we're doing a treasure hunt for my fingers. Like, the first one to find the most
Patrick brought up a good point. Your fingers are over there. If you hold firecrackers in your hand, you could there's some fireworks you could lose fingers over. She lit a stick of dynamite and she may lose some of her fingers.
Is she gonna lose her arm, dude?
What kind of dynamite is this?
Well, maybe they mean they reattached them, but they may not take.
That's possible if her fingers survived it, even though they were.
I mean, if you get them soon enough,
this sounds like maybe Acme Dynamite, like from Looney Tunes or something.
Wile E. Coyote.
This is stuff that Wile E. buys.
Well,
he was the former owner of the house that left it behind.
Well, it's faulty.
It's against the law to have dynamite or fireworks in the state of Connecticut. So, no, you cannot buy dynamite in the state of Connecticut easier. I'm glad they put dynamite and fireworks in the same category. That's what I think.
I'm just glad they actually went there and actually told us you cannot. It is against the law to have dynamite in the state of Connecticut. I'm just glad they broke that down for me. I'm just so happy.
And they said they searched the home and removed another dynamite device. What the hell is a dynamite device?
And honestly, like, this woman has to be white, otherwise, like,
yeah,
it's Connecticut. What do you think?
Well, if they're calling it a dynamite device, like, literally, Homeland Security would have been involved.
Authorities remind residents that to have backup lighting in their home in the event of a power outage. Authorities also remind people to report any suspicious items that could cause a fire to the police. And it doesn't say it in there, but PSA from Next Gen Media Public Service Announcement: do not light dynamite unless you intend to blow something up. Or just don't light dynamite at all.
Do not use or own dynamite unless you are a professional trained to handle
it. I mean, maybe there was an investigation done and they just kind of didn't put it in the news story, but like the police are like, okay, we're not pressing charges. Go remove the rest of dynamite and, you know, have a good day. There's no reason why this dynamite was in there. Like you said, Homeland Security, it's not a bomb or a nuke or anything, but still,
it's dynamite.
How did they get dynamite and it's illegal? See, you know what this is. She's white.
So her story
just kind of pushed it under the rug, right?
Her story is if that she was left behind, but that it wasn't hers. It was left behind by somebody else. Like the wind blew it through the window.
So it's got to be said, though, this lady was white. And the one who left cocaine in her purse was African American, and they didn't believe that amazing dynamite story, no pun intended. cocaine blowing into, you know.
These stories play so well together. Great choices.
Actually. I know, right? Well, the middle one's just kind of there. I mean, maybe that's where this lady lived that tried to kill her husband. She just left dynamite down there waiting for this to happen. It didn't happen. They moved away, and she figured out, I just have to kill him. It's not going to work. I don't have my dynamite, which probably wouldn't have worked in the first place because this lady's not in, like,
well, maybe critical. Maybe not a quarter stick of it, you know.
Honestly, now, I have no idea what that means. Like a quarter of a stick, or is it like a – I guess a stick is like how many ever pieces
like,
in
like
a circle.
Like you buy butter, there's four sticks. Like maybe it's like that? Or like, are we actually cutting?
Well, like when you buy firewood, you buy a quart of firewood. I don't know how much that is. But it's like a stick of dynamite, I would guess, is how many are 10 pieces of dynamite? Well, I thought a stick would be one stick. But
yeah.
A quarter of a stick.
Maybe a dynamite device.
That's why a quarter of a stick, you cut it in a quarter, it only does a quarter of the damage. That's why she still has fingers.
I don't know. I don't think that's how that works.
I would like to research
it. I mean, it's
it,
not
but
like
I'm
Claymore.
Not sure the NSA would show up.
Yeah, we don't need them shutting down. I mean, we would still be on every Saturday unless, you know, I can't make it.
So yeah,
and then y'all just shut down the whole show. Sean's not here, we can still do it. But Ashton, no, we can't do the show. You're not here.
So yeah, I don't think that the lady who killed her husband had anything to do with the dynamite.
Maybe it's part of Jack Ryan. Look at that Jack Ryan ad in the background. You haven't seen Jack Ryan. Neither have I, so I don't know whether to. You know, I like The Office, so John Krasinski's Jack Ryan, so it's probably a good show.
I never watched The Office.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, Sean never watched The Office before, and then he, like, binge-watched it a couple days.
No, it wasn't a couple days. We were pretending to have not watched it while we were watching it.
Well, no, I'm saying y'all watched it and then just didn't tell me.
So that was a running joke for the longest time when we started back at JoCo, Ashton would always reference The Office, and we're like, what's The Office?
And then I made a reference just kind of out of the blue, and then Sean comes over here and replies the correct reply, whatever the joke was. I don't remember which one it was. But he said, and I looked at him, and we kept going on with the thing, and we just kept going. And then later on, Patrick made a reference, and then Sean laughed at him. I'm like, have y'all watched The Office? Yeah, they have watched The Office.
I take that bet, man. I think I watched the first four episodes. You have to push it.
The first season sucks.
It was so.
You need to watch the first season because it gives everyone's backstory. The season two is where it really gets good, and there's only six episodes in season one. If you can make it through season one, and start season two.
Well, so I'm not a Steve Carell fan. Is that his name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's...
I'm not. He's too stupid for me, man. He's up there with Will Ferrell. I hate Will Ferrell.
Well, see, yeah, the character he plays is even dumber than he is. So it may not be your cup of tea.
But
that's okay. You're never going to be on the show again, but whatever.
But I like...
We had an Eagles fan on the show one time.
Why would we do that? Sorry.
Did I say
that out loud? I'm sorry. My bad.
Well, see, anytime
everyone's allowed their own opinion.
Anytime Sean's out, and for the record, you were on here before I knew Sean was out. You weren't a replacement for Sean. So don't think I only put you on here because Sean was out. But Sean was out last time, and we
have been talking about having you on long before.
Yeah.
We knew. Yeah, we had JB. Jared. It is JB Jared. So I was saying JB is like, no, that's JB Sports Talk. Jared Benson was on. Replacing Sean that week, and he's an Eagles fan. He went all decked out in Eagles gear.
Oh, no.
And now we get a non-office fan next time. You know, we need to have, like, an application process.
I like Chris Pratt, though, in the show. Like, Chris Pratt and the other dude. No,
wrong show.
That's Parks and Rec.
Well, then I'm totally screwed.
although same producers, so it's kind
of... So who is the cat where the two are always cracking on each other? Playing pranks.
Jim and Dwight. Yeah, that's the office. Dwight, yeah. Well, I don't know. I haven't watched lots of Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec may do that too. I haven't watched.
No, I've never seen Parks and Rec. So, I mean, I may have misplaced Chris Pratt in that in general.
Yeah, he plays in Parks and Rec. Yeah. The same type of show, same producers.
Yeah, but that's what I like. Those two. Those two crack me up. Like, those are the only reason why I've been able to push so far in season one.
Yeah. Some.
Episodes are worse than
the
other.
Yeah.
Great.
The jello.
Yeah, some of them, I mean, if you just watch random episodes throughout the series, a lot of them don't make sense. A lot of inside jokes. And if you don't understand the characters, it doesn't make any sense. But going back, we're just kind of avoiding this to vote for Idiot of the Week. Is it woman claims wind blew cocaine in her purse? Not just in her purse, through the car window into her purse, a bag.
Yeah, I'm saying woman claims a bag of cocaine was blown into her purse to her marijuana.
And see, you don't understand this. I don't understand, you know, how there's titles that are misleading. Usually it makes the story sound outrageous, and then you're reading, you're like, oh, okay, it's just, this is the exact opposite. I thought, okay, this might work, but then I read it and you're like, well, damn, this is a stupid lady. Okay, so yeah, woman, cocaine blows in her bag. Another one, wife kills, it was a chef husband's, kind of not really relevant for our purposes, but kills her husband after writing an essay, How to Kill Your Husband. How to Murder Your Husband. And then woman blows up hand with a stick of dynamite, or just a piece of dynamite, maybe it's not a stick, I don't know, thinking it was a candle on a power outage. How big are these candles? I'm thinking like dynamite's like... You know, do we have a candle around here?
No, man. Not a stick candle.
Not a stick candle.
But like from the very little amount that I know about dynamite, which is just like what I see on TV, it's like just a regular.
It's on TV.
Just like a regular stick, kind of looks like the size of a road flare.
I guess maybe.
But I don't know if that's a stick or if that's the quarter stick. Like, that's what
I mean. To be fair, maybe who bought it originally. I mean, if it's illegal, I don't know how you accidentally thinking it's a road flare, maybe, and then it just, this poor lady just happens to...
Maybe the previous owner of the house was in construction? I don't know.
She did go down to her basement, so, I mean, I guess, but that's...
So it looks like she was hiding it, like she knew it was illegal.
What's the point of dynamite? If it goes off her hand and, you know, okay, yeah, she might lose some fingers, that's bad, but she's not going to die or anything. What's the point? Maybe it's old dynamite that's kind of a little bit defective?
But, so here's my... Is when you light the
it's just like, just vote already.
When you light the fuse on the dynamite, it's not going to give you light. It's going to be like a spark or like the fuse on a firework. Like, it doesn't give light. It's just going to start going, and you're like, wait, this isn't right.
Yeah. Right? Again, like, how long would that? You know, you'd think it'd be 15 seconds, 10 seconds, something like that.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I think it's all stupidity.
All right.
Well, yeah, and that's why we do this segment. We love talking about people's stupidity. So
including ourselves. You're our guest. Who do you vote? There's no wrong answer here.
I don't know, man. I'd have to go. I'm tossed up between Florida woman blew cocaine into her house and a dynamite candle because they're both stupid. I mean, that one in the middle, I just think that's, you know, whatever. You know, people do stupid stuff like that all the time.
I mean, Angela Lansbury used to do it for a TV show, right?
Kill people and write about it?
Murder, she wrote, you know.
Yeah. Well, I think she wrote about it after the
fact. Like no, she'd be she'd be writing and then get tied into the murder.
But, oh, is that what that show's? I've never watched that show.
No, I mean, it's not really like her writings was related to it.
So the shows weren't actually real? It was just going into her story, telling her story she was writing?
Well, some of them weren't going into her story. Like, oh, but I had no idea.
She's just a writer of murder stories, and then she just happened to be around a lot of murders.
No, that
I think that would be suspicious.
But that isn't. Like, it is. She just happens to be around a lot of murders.
You know, maybe she, you know, it's good for
press,
I mean, or good for book sales.
She's in a small town, and so when murders occur, like, she has the critical thinking, and the cops are kind of dumb, so they would rely on her.
See how we talked about getting off on tangents?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay, we interrupted you. What would be your vote?
Woman mistakes dynamite for candle, because you got to be a absolute idiot to not see that one coming.
Okay. I'm going to go just for suspense, because I think I know how Patrick's going to vote. I'm voting for the cocaine in the purse. For the not having it, but just for the excuse. I mean, so many other excuses, I don't think you'd be able to get out of that. You always hear, oh, that's not mine. That's not my purse or whatever. It blew through the window into the... I want to see that episode of Cops. Really bad. I want to see what happened.
This time on Connecticut with Cops.
It may have been in Connecticut. Who knows?
Oh, no, it was Florida. My bad. Yeah, Florida.
Florida woman.
Connecticut was a dynamite woman. Mm-hmm. That's what it was.
Yeah. Well, I cast my vote before we even read the story.
Well, go ahead and officially cast your vote.
The woman with the dynamite for a candle. Yeah. I just
can't get my head around how she mistakes a
candle. And Sean's vote is for me.
So. Yeah, we can't get our head around it. She can't get her hand around it.
I see what you did there. I got to hand it to you. That was good.
That's when we need little circus music, you know, when we say something.
So did Sean really text you, or are you just...
No, he didn't text me. That's just one of his comments. Ashton's idiot of the year. I take that as a vote for this week. He's just going to continually vote until he gets another vote, and we, you know.
Yeah, he texted me that randomly during the week, like when we're not during the show, that you're idiot of the year.
So, so this lady said no charges will be filed against her. So there may be future stories for this we can go by, but she has been inducted, and I told you to get a drop for this, but whatever. Inducted as a nominee into the Idiot of the Year Awards. So far she's going up against that bank robbery.
Bank robbery where
you can bring that story up if you want.
Yeah, so let me mark this one so we know which one is the
woman
one we chose.
Woman mistakes dynamite for candle. Suffers severe injuries.
Well, let's go back to...
I think it was hard to crack that case. I think that detective really figured it, right?
I see what you did there.
I think it was this week.
Yeah, no, we need a... This is why we need a camera.
That's the wrong show.
It is.
That is the wrong show.
Yeah, that's the...
our other show.
The teapot. I was about to call it the tea page. That's when the sports page and teapot, you know, we kind of do a DC Comics and Marvel's thing, and we, you know, occasionally.
Oh, man, that's what I would have to get into. I'd love to get in on a conversation on that.
You should be on the Teapot Show. That might actually work.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be right down your alley.
What? Okay, you know,
Aretha Franklin, yeah. I
keep going to the wrong one, so I'm not finding it right
now. Wait, so y'all did an Aretha Franklin show?
No, not us. So we have a second show.
I'm not on that.
And his friend Dee Doo.
Okay.
Called the T-Bow. It's like pop culture and things like that.
You have a drop just for that, or is it mixed in with all the other stuff?
It's mixed in with all the other ones on the soundboard.
I was about to say, what y'all know about some Aretha Franklin? I was about to get all crunk and everything. Yes, that's a 2006 hip word. I still say it.
I still know what crunk means. Gosh.
Crunk.
I'm not that white.
That's another topic.
That's another topic for another day.
All All right. Well, do we have anything else this week, Ashton? Is that the induction music?
No, it shouldn't be. But here, let's do this.
You're listening. Actually, no, that's your intro from Bye, Sean. That's the music we'll use for the awards show.
Yeah, we're going to have a big show. That's whatever the
last...
And
Ashton will even wear a tux in the studio.
I will. You know, if you didn't get to first episode of season two on The Office, they had the Dundee Awards.
Yeah.
So we're going to have the Next Gen Awards. And we might invite you back for that. We might have a big thing about it. Everybody wear it. It's black tie, optional.
You know, I walk up and
dress up. And
it's all good.
And we'll give up, like, best guest host of the year and things like that. So far you're doing good. You're the only
appreciate it.
You're the only guest host.
You're a shoo-in so far.
Well, now I'm gonna have to murder all my other
competition. Well, there's no competition. Just don't write an essay. don't write a song about it.
I'm gonna write a song. Yeah. Yep. It's going down. It's over.
Okay. So we have 4 more minutes left. Go ahead and play the drop for his song real quick. The 15 seconds. Do you not have it queued?
No, I mean, it's everywhere.
Okay, just play it real quick so people who haven't heard it yet.
Yeah, it's a very small clip that I was sent, so.
Seems like it was longer than that.
Yeah, it was.
I think because you stopped it and replayed it.
You gotta play it from the top.
Yeah, because that was like the last. That is a new song by Big Fusion, who we have in studio today. Not in place of Sean, but Sean just also isn't here because he's rather see Beyonce. He's going to be mad he didn't get to meet him. Because one day it's going to be you and Beyonce. But
you know what? We've got a business card, Sean, and we have the show recorded. Sean will know how to contact him.
Right, right. But, I mean, you know, Beyonce, though, just saying. Beyonce, though.
It's like his favorite person in the world.
I mean, she's a, you know, she's fire, dude. I love me some Beyonce. Like
I told you, baby, he would like to be in on the show. We're going to have him back.
I'm telling you.
Sean's here.
Beyonce is like my future ex-wife. She just don't know it yet. Like, you know, give me 5 minutes, maybe even four.
I mean, Jay-Z's pretty ugly. She obviously married for money.
Oh, obviously, dude.
I mean. She has her own money. I'm not saying I was saying she didn't have money, but he has a exponentially bigger amount of money.
I believe she married for power.
Only a couple hundred million.
Still, I mean,
she married for power. That's mm-hmm. all that is. He had
well,
power.
That's what they she married for their collective money is what I meant. Like yeah like you said, the power.
Well, they've also known each other since she was like 15 or 16.
How old was he?
He's like 15 years older than her. I could be wrong. Yeah. I could be wrong.
I don't know.
Something wrong.
All I know is he's pretty old, and I'm so jealous. Yeah,
he may have broke up Destiny's Child. You know?
Well, of course not. No, I think that was B though. I think that was B. That had to be B.
Y'all losers got to get out of here. He said, you know, I'll take you on, but you got to get rid of those other people.
But you can't do that to my girl Kelly Rowland though, because Kelly, man, I mean, all honesty. I mean, she never so outsold Beyonce in anything, but I do firmly believe that Kelly Rowland does have a little bit better voice than Beyonce. That's my personal opinion.
Sean, keyboard warrior.
I'm waiting for the speech to start coming.
I mean, I'm not saying Beyonce's trash because I love Beyonce, but I think Kelly Rowland and Beyonce, I think Kelly Rowland's just, you know, just.
That'd be a really good debate for Sean's show.
Just a tiny bit better.
Sean would be the stubborn one in that. Be like, nope, you're wrong.
Yeah, like he said at The Office, and then all of a sudden he just watches The Office and has all these references for me. He'll say that, but then he'll come back. Hey, you know, Rollins is just... Like, you got a good point there.
That's funny.
All right, that'll do it for us here today. We thank Big Fusion, Jason Brewer, JB.
Thank you for having me.
And JB Entertainment for coming on the show.
So, well, we'll definitely want to have you back. Hopefully, not be an off week.
Caught me in between weeks, guys. Jeez.
Yeah. And hopefully before the last show of the year, we're going to throw a big party for that one.
Sounds good.
Wednesday, I think New Year's is on. It'll be the same as Christmas, so it's on a Tuesday. So hopefully that's not an off week. Nah. Right after Christmas.
Just let me know. I'm always down to come up here and hang out with y'all because I think what y'all do is great. So
awesome.
So, all right. Well,
and is that it? Yeah, we'll be back here next Saturday, hopefully with Sean back in here, unless he wants to go wherever Beyonce's going, anywhere but here.
He's always down to follow Beyonce.
He's gonna call up next week. Sorry guys, I'm in Canada. B had a concert.
We'll tell him next week we have Beyonce on as a guest, and
he'll be here if she's here.
Chase is gonna walk in. Big Fusion's gonna walk in dressed up like Beyonce. So.
he gonna walk in so disappointed. I'd be like, I can't even hold on. He gonna be so disappointed. Do you love me now? Do I make your lemonade?
I can't wait to see what Sean's nickname is next week. It's always like Zeke's belly button lint or something like that. It's just random stuff. There might be you and him may have like right. an M&M.
Oh, that is funny.
MGK thing going on. But that does it for us. I'm Ashton with Big Fusion and our producer Patrick. Anything else?
That's it.
That's it.
You're listening to Next Gen Media. We'll see you next Saturday. Find us on Facebook at NextGenTX.
Tune in to The Teapot for a taste of pop culture, relationship talk, social awareness, and more. Wednesdays on Next Gen Media.
I'm Sean Nichols, and you're listening to Next Gen Media.
This is Ashton from The Sports Page, and you can listen to my other show, The Late Night Sports Mix, every Friday at 11 o'clock on Next Gen Media.
I'm Lachey Simon, and you're listening to The Sports Page, only on Next Gen Media.